Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We are up to Sif Gimel, the last line on 368. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Zug HaMekashkesh LaShaos, a bell, which really we'll see in the Mishabura, it refers to a clock that makes noise hourly. Asui al yedei mishkalos, that's made through weights. Mutter l'orcho l'achino mibodyom, you're allowed to prepare it and set it up from before Shabbos. Kedei sheyelech v'yekashkesh kala Shabbos. In order that it should go, it'll be making noise hourly throughout the Shabbos. Says the Mishaburu Sivkotan Yud Gimel, Zuga mekashkesh l'ashos v'atzalom emora hashos. It's talking about a mora hashos, something that shows the time. Shekorin zeger, referring to a clock. Sha'osri lashmiya kol hodiya shos, it makes noise and it tells the hours. Mutter l'orchos, if katan yadalad, hainu delo chayshinon, kishe yishmu kolo. We're not concerned that when people hear the noise coming out of the clock, yachshadu she'arichu b'shabbos, that they're going to think that he set it up on Shabbos. Da'akol yodim shadako l'arichu me'esmol. Everyone knows that it's the normal way to set it up from the day before. Now, this is not talking about an alarm clock, because alarm clocks, we'll see in note number 15, this is talking about like the grandfather clocks, the clocks that would ring every hour, and it's going to go on throughout Shabbos. That's going to be mutter to set up before Shabbos, so that it's going as usual on Shabbos. If you look at note 15, we know that everyone uses alarms on Shabbos, but it's kedai to read the psak from Rav Moshe that it's aser. Ulechavin shaon me'orer mi'er Shabbos kadeshi etzalzel b'Shabbos. To set an alarm, a watch alarm, from before Shabbos so it should go off on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, she'im nishma hatzilzel michutz lacheder shebohu yashin. If the noise is going to be heard outside of the room in which you are sleeping, hadavar aser mishum avshamilsa. That's going to be aser because avshamilsa, which is you're making a noise. Since during the week you normally set it at night to go off in the morning, when they hear the alarm clock going off in the morning, they're going to think you set it on Shabbos. So that's where Moshe writes, if other people are going to hear it, it's loud enough, so then you should not do it. Meidach, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman says, she'ein iser adavar, it is not aser, he says it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is a katan tesvav. So he said, this clock that's going to be making noise hourly, you're allowed to set up before Shabbos, even though it will be heard throughout Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah tesvav, la'achinu mevodyom aval b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, lo miboya, needless to say, dim omad, that if it stopped working, the aser la'achinu sheyelech, you can't do something that's going to help it start going again. Va'afilu rak b'ninua chuta barzel shemistaneya. Even if you're only moving the chuta barzel, the string of iron that helps it get going, v'yesh b'zeh iser Torah l'kama poskim, and starting it to go after it had stopped already could be an iser deraisa according to various poskim. The havi b'chlal tikun mana, that would be considered tikun mana, fixing up a kli. So that's pashut aser. El afilu ba'odo holich, even if the clock is working. Aser gam kein limshoch hamishkolos, you're not allowed to go draw the weights to keep it going longer. Shelo yivsok hilucho, so it shouldn't stop working. Im lo etzarech ol ha'tzarech lekach, unless it is for a sick person who needs it. Let's say he needs to know the time to take his medicine, so then it will be a heter for a chola. Then yesh lahatir laricho ba'odo holich, then you would be allowed to set it up while it is still working. In bikoshi limso enu yehudi lazeh, if it's hard to find the guy, so then you would be allowed to do it. If it is still running, it's just to make it continue running, so it shouldn't stop. The al yedei enu yehudi, but through a guy stam yesh lahatir larichlo tzarachol afilu kishenisa hilucho. If you have a guy, then the guy can do it. Even if it totally stopped, he can start it again. But if there is no guy and you want to do it, you can only do it for a chola if it's still going, so it shouldn't stop. But once it stops, you can't do it. That's chashash daraisa. V'da od you should know further. The osan morei shos shekorin tashenor, which is a pocket watch. Sheragil lefa'amim kishomi v'nifsak miyilucho hu menano b'miktas v'chozer liyilucho. If it stops working, you move it around a little bit and it starts going again. Tzarech lizor shelo lenado b'Shabbos, to be careful not to move it around on Shabbos, not to get it to start going. So again, these are obviously talking about watches that are not so prevalent nowadays. They're more from the olden days, working with weights. And that is the discussion. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalet, Hamishamir peroso v'zrov mipnei chayav v'of. One who is guarding his fruit or his seeds from animals or birds. Lo yisbo kaf el kaf. He should not clap his hands. V'lo yitapach kapov al yirecho. He should not bang his hands against his thighs. V'lo yirakeh lavricham. And he shouldn't dance. All these things he's doing to make noise to scare away the animals. The reason why you shouldn't do this, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, Gzeira Shema Yitol Tzur. It's a Gzeira, if you make noise to scare away the animals, you may pick up a rock, the Yizrok Lehem, and you'll throw the rock, Da'od Amos, in Rishus Harabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Kadon Tazayim V'lo Yirakid Baregel, don't dance with your feet, Lahashmiya Kol, to make a noise heard, Lahavis Ha'ofos, to scare away the birds. Siv Koton Yitzayin, the concern was you may pick up a rock and throw it at them. L'Rishus HaRabim. Ula Poskim, the Bizman HaZeh, look at Rishus HaRabim. According to the Poskim, I say nowadays there is no such a thing as a Rishus HaRabim. So Efshar D'Shari B'Chol Zeh, it could be all these other things, the clapping, the banging, the dancing would be mutter. T'Gzeir L'Gzeirihi. Because that is only Usr, because you might throw a rock, and throwing a rock in the Rishus HaRabim is only the Rabbanim, so that would be a Gzeira D'Gzeira, which we wouldn't say. The kol shekin l'sape kaf el kaf kula achayat, certainly clapping your hands together with a shinui, bevada yishor l'kuyama, that's certainly mutter according to everyone. The ein lochu shema yitol tzor, if you're making a noise through clapping with a shinui, we're not worried you might come to pick up a rock. Me'achar she'esh l'heker she'em misapik l'hedya. You have a sign for yourself that you're not going to pick up a rock. The fact that you're clapping with a shinui, that's your reminder that it's Shabbos not to pick up a rock, and there would be no makom for that gzeira, even if it would be Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Ein sochakin be'egozim, you can't play with egozim, with nuts, v'lo betapuchim, not with apples, v'kayose, but or similar things, mishum ashvuye gumos. Again, if you're playing them on the floor, you're rolling nuts, so then we're worried you may come to fill in and smooth out the holes. The Rama says, v'dafka gabe karka, this is dafka asr on the ground, aval gabe shulchan shari, but on the table, where you don't have this concern, it is permissible. Delek elamigzer shamishum gumos, there's no concern over there because of gumos. Umuter lischok ba'atzamo shekorin tishich, you are allowed to play with bones that's called tishich, which a targum on the bottom writes, mischa ke'en chamesh avonim, it's like the chamesh avonim that we have nowadays. In the back of the sefer, they bring others that say that this refers to chess. So it's mutter to play with whatever this game exactly is. Afa pishem mashmiim kol, even though it makes a kol, it makes noise. Ho'el ve'enan mechavnen l'shir, when you're playing this game, your intention is certainly not for the song that comes out of it. V'chol zeh b'socheg derech tzolk ba'alma. This that you're playing the games, is mutter on Shabbos, is only if you're doing it stam for entertainment, for tzolk ba'alma. Aval b'socheg kedei laharviach, but if you're doing it with a prophet in mind, it's some kind of game that you can win. So, asr afilu sochik betam ubechaser. Then it is forbidden, even if you're playing the game of tam v'chaser, which we'll see what that is in the Mishnah Berurah. Dahave kemeka komemkar, that's like doing a business deal on Shabbos, and that is forbidden. Umikomokom ein limchos benoshim v'ktanim, still you should not protest against women and children that are doing it. Demuta shu shogin v'ayu mezidin. Better they do it b'shogeg than you tell them it's asr, they can do it anyway. Better shogeg than mezid. V'lischo b'kadur, in terms of playing with the ball, ayin l'el simin shin chesiv memhei. That we had a lengthy discussion about playing with ball on Shabbos back in Hilchos Mukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudches, we said, Ein Sochakim, you can't play with these nuts or the apples or similar things, Shemigalgulin Osan, that you roll them on the floor, Umakin Zoazo, and they bang into each other, Kedera Shemesachim on the Oros, like small girls are playing. The concern is, the Katan Yudches, Ashwuye Gumos, you might come to fill in holes, Sheyochin Derech Legalgal Haegos, you want to make it a smoother ride for the nut to roll better, so you might fill in the holes. But we said on top of a table with Xera is not Shayach, because there's no holes over there, so that's Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Huadin al Gabi Machzel, the same thing as on top of a mat, O Beget, or on a garment, O Tavla, or any kind of board. Vilogazrin Bechose Atu al Gabi Karka. We don't make Xera not to play on a table or a board, because you might come to play on the ground. The Xera Luxerahi, because even on the ground, there's only Xera you may fill in the holes. To ask on the table, because of the floor, because of the holes, that would be Xera Luxera, which we don't make. Avol, al gabe karka, but on the ground, afilu himirut sefes, even if it is a tiled floor, de lo shayach ashvuye gumos, where it's not shayach to fill in holes, it's tiled, gam kein usr, that also would be included in the isr, de karka michlof, because one floor with another floor you may mix up, vigazrinan atu karka sheinim rutsef, and there would be a makom for exera of a tiled floor, atu an untiled floor. Sivkotan chaf aleph. It could be even if all the houses in the city are tiled. I'm just suggesting this now. We saw by sweeping a svar that if all the places or rove of the houses in the city are tiled, so some say that there's no makom for gzeira. It could be this is different because you really might play outside on a dirt floor. So even if all the houses are tiled, it's still shayach to start playing with your nuts in a yard in a chutzer. You're not going to be sweeping your yard, your dirt floor necessarily, but you might be playing a game on the floor there. So possibly even if all the houses in the city or roof are tiled, that wouldn't necessarily help you, and we might still make the gzeira of a tiled floor onto a non-tiled floor. Sifkaton chaf aleph. We said you are allowed to play with these atzamos. So note 24 in the back of the Sefer is where they write, it says, Kolomar Mischak HaShachmat, Kein Kasa B'Shash of Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak says that it refers to chess. V'nohagim la'asosan shal kesef. The minhag is to make the pieces out of silver. Sheyu miyuchadim l'Shabbos. They should be designated specifically for playing on Shabbos. The imlo kein, because if not so, milchsi k'uvda d'chol, it does look like a weekday activity playing with the regular game on Shabbos. Umahara sason cholek usvirle. The mahara sason argues with this Rama, and he holds kevan she'ein to'eles biyedias chochmas haschokahu. Since there is no benefit in knowing the wisdom of this game, v'hu adin kolmenei schok, and so to any game, aser, it is forbidden to play with it on Shabbos. V'af b'chol yizar mishum moshav leitzim. He goes so far to say that even during the week, to play with games may be in the category of moshav leitzim, not a good idea. Kemosha kasa b'simin shenzayin sift hazayim. The Ayin of Birkei Yosef shehevi od b'shem kama gedolim shechmiru b'zeh. The Birkei Yosef also brings down from various gedolim that are machmir about this. Sif katan chav beis is what the Ramah said, that this is all, this that with the Ramah's matir, is by a game that's only a game. But if you could win, so it's aser, even if you're playing tam v'chaser. So the Mishabur writes, Pirish, Gurad o umgrad v'loshen Ashkenaz. Now, if you look at note 25 in the back of the Sefer, but before you go there, in note number 2 in the Targum, he says, Mishak zug opered. It's some kind of game that someone holds a certain number of things in his hands, and you have to guess if it's a zug is a pair, or peret is an individual, if it's odd or even. And if you get it right, you win. So it's a kind of thing that you could benefit from, so that's like business that's not allowed. So in note number 25 in the back of the Sefer, they discuss Monopoly. Ulagabi Mishak Monopol, which is Monopoly. You're using fake money. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach is tzided. Shekevan she'ein mesachachim b'kesef mamish. Since you're not really using money, it's not real money. So ein lochosh lakach shehu mischak ha'osri la'avirach l'hafsid. The fact that you can gain or lose, it's fake. And therefore you do not have to be concerned for that. And therefore he's tzided that it's mutter. Then they bring from him this in Karelis that he says, shemin adin ein lasor, because again, it's not real winning and real losing. Kevin shurak mischak is only a game. Mikom mokom, he says, ein zek kavod haShabbos, it's not kavod Shabbos, lahargil es hayolodim mischakim me'ein elu, to train kids to play these games. Again, he was in Bnei Brak. It could be, I'm not paskening, but it could be children playing at other places, maybe different. He does write, V'alko ponem ein limchos biyodom kishemesachachim be'atzmam. Even he says, you should not protest against the kids that are playing these games that be'etzim are mutter on Shabbos. Acha'av ayishchak imohim. But he does say that the father should not join the game. In the next part of the note, they write, a game that is normal to write with. So that also the Chayodim writes, Sha'osr Lishok Bo Bishabis Gzeira Shemiyo Deksiva. Again, if it's a game that you normally write in, so you may come to write, so that you also should not be playing on Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber Sivov. Osr Lishov Mayan Begalgal. You're not allowed to draw water with a wheel that draws the water for you. Gzeira Shema Yemale Liginoso Vichoroso. The reason why it's usher, as we'll see, it's very easy to fill up the buckets. And there's a gzeira, you may fill them up for your garden or your churva, which is your destroyed house. O lemishra shel pishtan, or a pool where you soak your flax. Lefika, therefore, im lo haya sham lo gina v'lo churva v'lo breicha lishos lepishtan mutter. If you don't have these things to water, so then it would be mutter. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, shelo asru ela begalgal godol. Some say this whole issur is only when it's a large wheel. Shemotzi mayim harbi biyacha b'lo toruch. that you're able to fill up, as we'll see, many buckets very easily, so there's an abundance, and that would be a problem. This is a wheel, a water wheel, that has set on it many buckets. But our wheels, you only fill up a little bit, that'll be mutter. There's nothing to make a gzeira about, there's nothing to be concerned about. Says the Mishabrus of Kanuchav Gimel, Shema Yemale, Mitol Shema Malim Belo Torach. Since you're doing it without any burden, it's so easy, so we worry that once you fill it up, for any reason, you may go ahead and water your garden with it. So Kanuchav Dal V'yesh Omrim, this is the second Shita, only the wheel that has many buckets attached to it, that's a problem. Says the Mishabura, Kasad Al Yerabah D'chein Iker, that is the Iker Halacha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, Mi She'eshel Peros Berosh Hagag V'roa Motar Shabbat. A person has his fruit on his roof, and these fruit are not mukta, but the fruit are on the roof, and he sees the rain is coming, and it's going to ruin his fruit. Aser l'shal shalom b'shabes derech aruba shababayis. He is not allowed to lower them down through a skylight on Shabbos. Aval mutter l'chasosan. So the water is about to come, it's about to start raining, it's going to ruin his fruit. He can't bring his fruit down. That's a tircha yisera for Shabbos, but he can cover the fruit to prevent the damage. V'afilu levenim shei mukta. Even if you have bricks that are mukta, mutter l'chasosan mipnei hadelef, you're allowed to cover them because of a drip so they should not get ruined with the water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon chaches, aser l'shal shalom, you can't lower down the fruit through the skylight, the torach shelo l'tzarach Shabbosu. That's a tircha that's not for the needs of Shabbos. In the notes they point out, not only through a skylight, but through a staircase, is the same thing. So start carrying down your fruit from the roof, that would be considered a tircha that's not necessary for Shabbos, aser. Says the Mishabura, HaPeros L'Tzarech Hayom Shari, but if the fruit you're going to bring down because you want to have them on Shabbos, that's mutter. Shelo Yitantvu B'Geshamim, you don't want them to get ruined and dirty from the rain that comes down, so then you would be allowed to lower them. Only if it's a Tzircha, not L'Tzarech Shabbos, you're just saving them from getting ruined for after Shabbos, that's not allowed. But for Shabbos use itself, that would be mutter. Said Kodun Chavav Mutter L'Chasosan, even if you can't lower them down, you are allowed to cover them. Hinei b'yam shel shomu hichem ribezel yam shel shomu asers to cover them. Ve'eviu amagin avronim, amagin avronim brings that down. Aval eyurabah ushari achronim uchichu me'agemara demutter. The other achronim do proof in the Gemara, like the Mechaber says that covering the fruit is mutter, so they shouldn't get ruined. Then the Mechaber said, bricks that are mukza. Says the Mishabura, what do you mean bricks that are mukza? Kegon shehem sturos v'omdos labinya. Not all bricks are mukza, but they were set up and they're only to be built into a building. They're designated, set aside. Those bricks are mukta, like we learned in Simon Shinches, Siv Yud Zayin. Even those, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to cover them so they shouldn't get ruined from the dripping. Siv Kadon Chav Ches, Mutu L'Chasosam, Aval Osir L'Taut Lom in Mikomam. But you can't move these mukta bricks from their place, Av She'ain Lo B'Mel L'Chasos. Even if you're allowed to cover it with and they're going to get ruined, you cannot move it with your hands because they are mukta, and to prevent damage, you are not allowed to move them. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.